The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home, your world is limitless.
Good morning, all. It's Ryan Tuberty here. It's Friday morning, and it is Searches for Paper, Finds Day, 28th of August, 2020. We're here till 10 a.m. You can email us if you like today on ryan at rte.ie or text 51551. In Dublin, Ireland, it is a mahanky day outside. The rain is hitting the window. Kind of like it, but that's what it is. There'll be not much walking done today. It's only for the brave hearts among us. But it is. This is the weather. That's why I was going on about black and white movies. Today was built for good black and white. We've put the list up on Facebook, and from you, your suggestions, and I've taken note of them. I won't have time to watch any of them at the moment, but I would recommend that you have a look at that and pick one and sit back and enjoy. At 9:05, what do we got for you today? We have plenty to talk about this morning, and the children, if you're on your way into school or if you're not back to school today, if you're knocking around, we'd love to hang out with you a little bit between now and 10. We're going to play our quiz, I Know Stuff. And don't text us, just call us, 1850 715 900. We need to talk to you and find out, would you like to play and win stuff? But you have to know stuff. If you don't know stuff, just keep going. Trot on, because we've got work to do here. We started the week with the visit to the National Ambulance Service with Martin Dunne and his magnificent team. And we had got an email in from a woman who had a wonderful experience with the ambulance service at one point. And Martin got on to us to say, can he get her details? So we wanted to say thank you for your thank you. Everyone's thanking each other. It was a very happy story. But actually, one of the ambulance people that was involved in that got in touch with us also to say, on your show, you received an email from a lady called Anita who contacted you about the treatment of her dad by the ambulance service. He said, I was one of the crew on the call that day. So thank you for the lovely words you said. And thanks to Anita for her kind words to us. Hopefully I'll get to meet her someday when all this craziness ends and we can talk about the good memories of her dad. So thanks again. Hopefully, as I say, I'll get to meet you someday as well. Thank you. And that name we're going to keep quiet to ourselves at the request of the ambulance person involved there, the paramedic. But just a lovely circle completion there this morning and celebration of the people doing such hard work. And it's feeling a little ominous, the messages coming from NFIT in terms of their concerns of what we are doing or not doing. But I'll be investigating that later on today. And we'll have all roads leading then to this day week when the Late Late Show returns, and we'll keep the messaging clear for you and let you know what we reckon is the best way forward in terms of what we can do at the most local level, that is to say at home among ourselves. For work purposes, I found myself in Croke Park in Dublin yesterday. Every time you go to Croke Park, obviously it's not moving is probably a bit too much, but it's just such an extraordinary place. It's more than just a venue, and it's such an integral part of our national story. And we were there for reasons I can't go into now, but it will become apparent in the next 7 days. But part of it was going to the museum. I was waiting to meet somebody, and they said, do you want to have a quick run around the museum? I said, I'd love it, because I love museums. And, you know, some museums just don't get it, and they don't get it right. But Croke Park is one that gets it and gets it right. And it's still open. So go online. Don't just arrive. Go online. Find out what the details are, because it's very COVID compliant, rightly so. And some of the sections of it you can't, that would be hands-on, and it's very imaginative, but some of it has to be closed down at the moment. But thank you to Paul Hennessy, who gave us the run around. Gave us a run around. He wasn't ducking in behind things trying to avoid us. He gave us a look around the museum. And my eye was kept drawing to the history, things like Charles Stewart Parnell, and I didn't realise that Parnell had been supported by the GAA when he was going through his own trials and tribulations. And then I saw a case in which lay the whistle, the original referee's whistle from Bloody Sunday, sitting there. Yeah, really interesting. And jerseys from different eras, and it was. If you're an Elvis fan, you go to Graceland. If you're a GAA fan, you go to Croke Park Museum. It's as simple as that. If you have a passing interest in it, you're going to love it. And I met some lovely families from around the country who were on tour and just only delighted to see them out and about, imbibing that great sense of national heritage and sport and culture and everything that's great about what we are and who we are. So it comes with a glowing recommendation. But and then, as I say, you'll get a sense of what I was doing there next week on the Late Late Show. Can you say hello to Maeve? Yes, I can. She's 10. She's going back to school on Monday. This is her last morning listening to us. No, Maeve, she was on your show over the summer speaking to David Walliams. Indeed, she was. Maeve, you're not too young to listen to the podcast after school. I mean, we're still with you. Even if we're not live, you can still take us on a walk, or you can listen to us when you're hanging out. So, you know, don't go too far. We're here for you. I promise this won't be a daily update, but children came in from school at St. Coleman's buzzing, eyes bright with excitement, smiles full of joy and pleasure, all talking about the day they had. My son said it was different, but nothing wrong with different, Mum. So it's true. Surely education, I don't mean just the academic sides of this text, should be an essential service. The teachers had done phenomenal work in having everything as safe but normal as possible. They even opened a new autism unit, Shomer Sunnis, and welcomed 5 new students on top of the 24 new junior students. Phenomenal work, and well done to all the teachers and the SNAs, and all the best for the coming academic year. That kind of positivity is exactly what we need on a grey COVID morning. So whoever you are, thank you, and keep that thing going, because I think we're in for one hell of an autumn and winter. So we need to keep the best side forward, and I'm so happy to hear that. But remember the sort of sense of doom about back to school, and sure enough, it's happening, and not the doom, just actually the sense that people are getting on with it. It's good news. It's good news story. I'm delighted. Do you remember I was talking about the librarian yesterday who had put the spines of books behind? Arranged them on behind the shelf where Boris Johnson was speaking, and people were saying somebody had very suspiciously left books like The Twits and The Subtle Knife and different things that were delivering a message. Turns out that it was a librarian who did it, but it wasn't against the Prime Minister. It was the librarian who'd left working there 6 months previously and set up all these nasty books because they didn't like the person they were working with. And it was a message to that person. I just love that. That's a very Horowitzian thing to do, I would venture. Jedward are all over the place at the moment. I don't mean emotionally. They're in the newspapers and online, and they're there. They've nominated themselves as EU Trade Commissioner. I mean, it is a gig that's going, and it's quite lucrative looking at the papers this morning. Obviously, Phil Hogan's gone, but they tweeted that they have decided that they want to go for this job. They got an A in their CSPE exams. They feel this is pretty much an endorsement, and they have a picture of themselves meeting Barack Obama and said they have experience meeting world leaders, which is true. I mean, they have. There's the pictures there. They promoted the use of hand sanitizer before it was a thing. And we don't play golf. Never have, never will, which surely now must be a definite plus in terms of job application. But I posted the picture this morning of on Instagram of Jedward meeting Barack Obama, and in the background of it you see myself, Enda Kenny, who was Taoiseach at the time, you see a bit of Imelda May's dress, and you see Brian O'Driscoll and Katie Taylor. So as I say in the piece, it's the day President Jedward met a Washington resident and the rest of us mere bit players in that piece. But I'm glad they're back. They anytime they would come into the TV show or whatever, they were, you'd know they were in the room, and that's for sure, but good eggs. LG has announced a new battery-powered face mask, which the tech giant describes as a wearable air purifier. Are the masks going to get more and more ridiculous looking as we go along? I think that, you know, the way sometimes initially it was just wear a mask, be safe, face cover. Now they're getting, you know, people are putting kind of crazy teeth on them, and they're kind of ludicrous, and, you know, zips and for the straw and what have you. The device is called the PuriCare Wearable Air Purifier. It allows the person wearing it to breathe in clean air, both inside and outside. With a battery life of 8 hours on a single charge, the design features 2 filters, similar to those found in home air purifying products, and they can capture nearly 100% of particles in the air. It has dual fans and patented respiratory sensors that can adjust the speed of these so that they can match the breathing speed of the user. Sounds complicated, also sounds enormous and cumbersome, but if it works, it works. So whatever gets you through the day. What have we got for you today? We have Record Store Day is tomorrow. Now, I'm a big vinyl fan. I bought a beautiful record player recently, and I thank Noel in Clooney Stores for his assistance in purchasing the record player and speakers. He's been there for not a long time, and he knows what he's talking about. I loved having... just an expert. And I said, look, I don't want to spend a fortune, but I don't want tat either. And he said, okay. And he said, that's what that's going to cost you. I said, that sounds about right. And it's been a lovely purchase. And it's a record player, but also has a little Bluetooth feature on it too. So you can beam across your library, whatever it's called, if you want to. But also that kind of defeats the purpose. It's about the vinyl and the little crackle of it. And it's really very beautiful. But back to the point. Record Store Day drops tomorrow, and what will happen is if you go to your local record shop, the chances are that you can pick up these great new vinyl albums, including David Bowie, I'm Only Dancing, the Soul Tour 74, which is a live album. Girl Band, live at Vicar Street, was recorded there, obviously. Villagers have re-released the Becoming a Jackal. With ten year anniversary, holy smoke, with extras on that. The Pogues, BBC Sessions, 84 to 85. U2, a release of 11 o'clock. TikTok, it was very timely given what that's happening there. TikTok marks 40 years since that became the band's first record. The Cure, Blood Flowers, mixed reception on its release in 2000, but maybe tempting for fans. And Christy Moore, Prosperous, from 1970, his second album. That is great. So think of things... Anne McCoy, who's the PR and artist and management and producer, was tweeting to say, can you give a shout out to some vinyl shops, which I are happy to do because we do so for record shops, but why not? So people like Ben O'Neill Record, The Record Spot, Tower Dublin, Vinyl Dublin, Freebird Records, Spin Dizzy Record, Music Zone DV, Roller Kilkenny, Soul Trade Rec and Steamboat Music. And these are their Twitter handles in case you're wondering why I'm saying it like that. Nice thing to do. Go and treat yourself to some vinyl. And if you have an old record player up in the attic and it's your grandson's or your own, get it down. Dust it off. It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful sound. Now, what else have we got for you? The Democrats, yes, they have they've been warning that to staff, be careful when you're going on dating apps because the Republicans might try to date you and then find out information about what's up. So it's kind of like Watergate, but over a drink in a bar. Does that make sense? And rather than stealing documents, they're stealing your emotional thoughts. And they're saying, just be careful. Swipe carefully is to the staffer. Swipe carefully because you don't know who's going to show up and it might be a little honey trap and you could be in big trouble. So that is actually a thing. My favorite actor of all times, James Stewart, who is now officially my screensaver on my new laptop. But that scene that there's a great still from It's a Wonderful Life where it's going, wow, $1 million, Mario. And it's just this really nice thing. And that's it. So why am I saying this? Because what happened was at the Republican convention, a lady by the name of where is she? Her name escapes me. But yes, Natalie Harp. She's an advisor to Donald Trump. She got up on stage and said that George Bailey, who's James Stewart's character in It's a Wonderful Life, my favourite film of all time, is given a great gift, the chance to see what the world would be like without him. Tonight, Mr. President, we'd like to give you that same gift. Now, what happened then was James Stewart's daughter, Kelly Stewart Harcourt, wrote a letter to the New York Times and said, given that this beloved American classic is about decency, compassion, sacrifice, and a fight against corruption, our family considers Miss Harp's analogy to be the height of hypocrisy and dishonesty. And that's the daughter saying, don't use my dad and George Bailey to promote your guy. Simple as that. It's a bit like the Rolling Stones saying, please don't play our music when you're walking on stage. You know, don't appropriate these things. We'd appreciate that very, very much. Joe Ruby has died at the age of 87. You're saying, Jack Ruby, I thought he died, but no, Joe Ruby. Who's he? Well, Joe Ruby, without Joe Ruby, people of my age, and actually now current generation elders, would never have heard of this character because Joe Ruby started this off. Great sick tune. And the original artwork is a cartoon. I loved it. He was a writer at the cartoon powerhouse Hanna-Barbera. Never knew. Still don't know to this day how to pronounce it. Hanna-Barbera or Barbera. Either way, he teamed up with Ken Spears and they created Scooby-Doo. And that started in 1969, hence the funky sick tune, which I really, really rather like. And he also created Dino-Mutt and Dog Wonder and Jabberjaw. And Hanna-Barbera I just love, I bought a massive illustrated book of their cartoon work and how they came about. I always loved them as a kid. I have very fond, great fondness for their work. But anyway, Joe Ruby, the creator of Scooby-Doo, has died. Here's a great toy show possibility for budding young James Bond fans, or James Bonds even. They've created a baby Aston Martin. Could you imagine? I mean, I drove a real Aston Martin once, in Mondello Park when I was doing a thing there. We did a show from there. And I drove around the thing. What's the loop thing that they call it? You drive around the track. And the guy was, my co-pilot was there, and I said, and I was heading towards a turn, and I said, I can't find, he said, what's wrong with you? I said, I can't find the indicator. He said, no, you don't indicate on a train. So these little baby Aston Martins are available. They've created a scaled-down, fully working replica of the most iconic car of the 1960s. If you want to buy one, it'll cost you £42,000 sterling. The greatest waste of money I could possibly imagine. But I'd love to see it on the toy show just to have a look. And have a go. Will I fit into it? I don't know. I remember watching a program called Silver Spoons as a kid. And they had all the games in the room and there was a train station around. I just thought, oh, I'd love that. And the cars for kids that looked like they were real. Always wanted one of those. But there you are, 45 grand for, or thereabouts, for baby Aston Martin. Just saw Porter in his late 50s and 60s, or to 60s, in full PPE, transferring a patient to the ward, putting his own health at risk in his later years to look after sick patients during the pandemic. Please tell the Porters we appreciate their work. Well said, and happy to do that. Went into Dublin City yesterday, says Ronan. It was great to see a national institution, another Bewley's, reopen once more. Thank you, by the way, to Cole Campbell, who sent in the buns that I just adore, the cherry bun and so on, but they're delicious. When you get them fresh, they're great. But such an important part of Dublin's history and culture, set up for well for distancing and warm welcome from the staff and the backdrop of Harry Clark windows. If you give them a mention, happy to do it. Somebody saying they saw a headline today saying Bewley's may have found their mojo, just got it back again. Might have got a bit wayward, but hopefully it's back in business. I have to agree with you on James Stewart. Love him so much, and I have had such fond memories of watching the black and white movies on a rainy Sunday with my dad. Well then, start watching the back catalogue. He's just, and also dark as hell. Don't watch Vertigo. James Stewart in Hitchcock movies. Rear Window with Grace Kelly. Good Lord, the chemistry, beautiful. Noel in Anacotti in Limerick says, my grandfather was the Dublin football team manager on Bloody Sunday. Wow. His name was Charlie Harris, and I hope to visit the museum in the near future. Look forward to seeing you on the late, late. Well, listen, thanks for that, Noel, but you've got to get to the museum urgently. Thought you'd like to know that the weather is fab in the West. Ah, good. Well, you deserve it. I'm delighted for you, I say with no sincerity. I have included a picture with my email, a beautiful sky in Salt Hill this morning. That sounds divine. You know, somebody was telling me the other day that their car was broken into. I said, oh, that's desperate. And what happened? They took everything. Yeah. But they left one thing behind. I said, what did they leave behind? They left behind a Meatloaf CD. I said, did they? I was trying to figure out, was the thief discerning? Was the thief right in saying, nah, I don't need Meatloaf in my life. I'll take all the Beatles stuff and everything else. I don't want the Meatloaf. So I thought again, well, hang on, think about Meatloaf. Can you name any Meatloaf? I will bat it to hell. And I kept, and the more I thought of it, the more I did. No, I said, well, maybe the thief was wrong. If you think of Meatloaf, there's, I want to give you a flavour of Meatloaf. Like, was Meatloaf done an injustice in this theft? You know, know, that's a good song. I mean, it would have been one of the hits down through it. But then it gets better and better when you think about it, Meatloaf. See, he's a very nice man. I met him on the radio. He came in once to the studio and he was good crack, mad as a march hare. That'll do. Or will it? I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. I would do anything for love. But I won't do that. Which is... what? Must have been quite intense there. I'd say the thief, if he's listening in today, is kind of going, yeah, she probably should have stolen that CD. It's pretty cool. Never gonna love you, now don't be sad. Don't be sad, cause two out of three, baby. Sing it, Moaf. Sing it, Moaf. There you go. So there you go, Meatloaf. I presume lots of you went to see him in concert and you're kind of thinking, yeah, poor old Meatloaf has done a great injustice there. He deserved his CD to be stolen, but he was left behind, but not today. No meat was left behind this morning on this programme. Hot Press magazine celebrating the 75th anniversary of Van Morrison, which takes place on Monday. They're publishing a special issue packed with lots of exclusive content. So isn't that good news that Van fans... we're celebrating his 75th, but also with a nice magazine, Hot Press. It's just the gift that keeps on giving, and it's still there.